Liza and Josh are falling through the cracks, and Diana is looking at cracks. Stay tuned for the Younger After Show right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Happy hump day, everybody. It is your favorite after show right here on AfterBuzz Comedy's The Younger After Show. I am your host, Sahai Wilson, and tonight we will be going down all the drama that happened in tonight's episode. But first, let me introduce you to my lovely panel. Hi, Farai.
Hello.
Farai is also a host and a producer and our resident comedian here.
Stop.
And then we also have the lovely Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Hello.
Taylor is also a producer and host and director and writer as well, correct?
Yeah, wearing all the hats.
She's wearing all the hats, and she's doing our Youngerism segment. And we'll also have some news and gossip and some predictions. So let's get into it. Tonight's episode was filled with drama from the Ruta to the Tuta. Okay? But we'll start with our girl, with something light, with our girl, Diva Diana.
Best.
Prepping for her wedding.
Yeah.
How good is it to see Diana, like, finally at this point in her life?
I'm just so happy. And I know we talked about it last week, but I love that she knows Liza's secret now because the relationship is so fun. Like, in the conference room when they were talking to the etiquette book author, like, they were throwing kind of, like, shade at each other, but, like, playfully, which I thought was really fun.
What'd you think about seeing Diana?
I loved it. And I'm like, wow, she's really playing this wedding super fast. It's been like, what, like 3 episodes? Like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, we have our season finale next week. Overall, there was so much going on in this episode this week. We saw highs and lows. We saw some cliffhangers. What were your overall thoughts on the episode?
Very emotional and, like, really hard-hitting. I'm like, oh, I'm just here for a 30-minute comedy. Like, what? Why am I questioning my whole life about ghosting and holding pens and, like, manners? I'm, like, questioning every single terrible thing I did because of that woman who was, like, pitching that book.
Yeah, this week's book was really interesting. We'll get into it. What do you think about this week's episode?
Listen, anytime a show pulls out the flashbacks and starts playing scenes from season 1 and 2, I'm like...
That killed
me. Because, like, you saw these people grow and the relationship evolve. And so being reminded of what once was, it stings a little. No matter, like, who you ship, you gotta admit that that...
And
that
it cuts. Seemed like the show was ending. It's like, but you know it's not. But you're just like, what's going to happen next?
You know, like, it's like the end of an era.
I know.
As the resident team Josh and Liza representative this evening, I was really here for this flashback. It really was emotional seeing Josh so young and youthful and Liza as well. But it really showed you how far they've come, how many fun things they did together and how their relationship grew. And as you know, like, I've been watching the old episodes because I just have it playing on Hulu, and to see all those things when I'm watching those, it's all so interesting. And it reminded me of something that, like, Liza's thought process through this whole thing and why she decided to choose Josh at the time. So I have a theory. We'll discuss it a little bit later. So, but first, back to Diana and this bachelorette party. So we see the girls. At first, she kind of requests one from Liza. And Liza's like, what? It's not happening at all. And Diana's like, oh, yeah, because you know me so well. But actually, the girls did plan a party. And they roll up in the pink Hummer to pick her up, which I thought was hilarious. Hilarious with the penis hats, right?
Well, of course,
were those penis hats,
yeah.
balloon
hats,
yeah.
And they go to the prerequisite male stripper club. I think it looked like the Abbey on a Saturday night here.
You know what's so funny? I was more paying attention to the Hummer because I was watching a video this morning of, like, Northwest, like, letting herself out of a Hummer for some birthday party at IHOP that she went to for Kourtney Kardashian's daughter's birthday party. It has nothing to do with Younger, but I was just telling you, that's what it reminded me of.
Hummers are all the rage these days.
Oh, they're back in style.
They're back, right? The Hummers are back. I actually paid attention to the men because I love a scantily clad man in booty shorts, especially when they're sparkly. I actually worked on a stripper show many years ago.
Claws?
No, it was a reality show with real strippers, male strippers. It was great. They're talented individuals. But anywho, during this party that's supposed to be about Diana, you know, Kelsey's not paying attention. She's kind of in her feelings about what has happened to her, and she doesn't know what's going to happen with her career. She's still at a crossroads. Liza's so worried about this letter that she has sent to Josh, and she doesn't know what to do about that. And Diana's like, hello, it's about me. Can we give Diana some time? So, but one thing we also want to give you some time for is our AfterBuzz shows. Farai, tell us why.
Yes, we just want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk, and for us to continue to grow, we could really use your help. So please make sure to subscribe to our YouTube page, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment, because being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to us, and we love interacting with the fans. So thank you so much for letting us do what we love.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we had some folks who commented last week, whom we love. We appreciate all of you. Thank you so much, and please continue to do so. You know, our regulars that comment every week, we really, really appreciate you. Let me just give you guys a shout out. Hold on. We've got myself, Shy Gabby, Jewel Anderson, Mickey Joe, who said, I thought Josh was supposed to be doing well with his tattoo business even prior to Lizer. So I found it odd that he seemed so desperate for money last week when with the Infinitely 21. Our girl and winner, Layla Kumar, said, Kelsey and her plastic pants, she's cray cray. I love those pants.
I love her style.
Those pants were hot. Maddie 11, Skater, Lisa B, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you. So, Liza and Josh, this episode. Whoa. We see her starting off by talking to Maggie, who's in her tomato garden, which in the old episode, this is where, remember, she met Malky. So I was so happy to see that she still has this tomato garden.
She's always doing farm stuff. Like, up on the roof with the chickens. Like, that was a plot line, too.
She's like Chessie from the Parent Trap.
She's just around the vineyard.
So Liza tells her, you know, I've told Charles that I'm not going to see Josh anymore. And she ends up writing this letter to Josh. What were your thoughts on this dramatic letter that Liza wrote?
She should have just ghosted him, like, or just, like, said, hi, keep it moving. Like, I really don't understand the letter. Like, she was on some non-millennial BS. I was like, you need to do it like we're all doing it these days. And who is this woman to tell me how I ghost and not ghost people? Like, that was the worst advice, writing a letter. That just does more damage. In the actual movie, Dear John, it did do damage. So, like, there's no learning from that. So that should have just been known as a bad idea. So she should have never have done that, because then it just would not have cost me emotional pain. That's my TED Talk. What did you think?
Thank you, Farai.
See, I was stalking Twitter, as I have a tendency to do, when people were like, well, she should have, like, had the decency to tell him all this in person, which I maybe sort of agree with. I know it's, like, might be really difficult, and, like, she obviously didn't want to tempt herself. That was, like, the whole point of not seeing him anymore. But I kind of agree, when you have that much history, I think that you owe it to them to sort of tell it to their face, even though it could be uncomfortable or hard.
You know, as someone who has had to cut the cord many times, the letter was quite dramatic. You know, she's a writer at heart, so I think that's why it worked for her. And she's old school. We're no longer dealing with a 20-something. This is a grown 40-something-year-old woman, so letters are her way to communicate in a romantic way. I think it reminded me of some kind of, like, Emily, you know, Bronson kind of, letter. Is it Emily Bronson? Is that who I'm thinking of? Emily?
Bronte's Emily Dickinson.
All the Emilys.
Just all of the...
All the late Emilys, yes.
Yeah, I have no idea. American
literature, but, like, famous women writers who wrote these books, you know, like, I think Liza was thinking along those lines. And I think she also just didn't want to tempt herself. What, you know, when I'm around Josh, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. So I'm sure she could barely keep her hands off him if they were alone together. So I think that's why the letter worked.
That's a reach. I think she
did say that there's still something there. And even Maggie said that, you know, there's still chemistry between them. What was interesting in this episode also is to see Josh and his how this business deal is flourishing. Did you think he was going to be doing so well with this whole Inkberg Infinitely 21 collab?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I did, because I think that his, you know, young, artistic, tattoo, New York City, like, the vibe works well with this company. And he has the added, like, advantage of the Infinitely 21 girl being extremely into him.
Oh my gosh.
So, like, he's gonna get kind of whatever he wants within means. Like, obviously, he can't pick the colors he wants and things, because, like, there's a lot of, you know, approvals you need from corporate. But I think this is, like, the perfect mixture for him. I was... I understand how it's flourishing.
About time. Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah. The tattoo shop, let's elevate.
And I forgot that Liza was the one who encouraged him to take the lease on the shop until he said it. So she's had such an impact on his life. And we've seen him grow so much. But this young lady that who from Infinitely 21 that likes him, she was hilarious. I love seeing her. But what this business venture did for him was also save his family. It saved him from, you know, having to let little baby Gemma go to LA, even though we would have loved to have her here, you know, but we don't want
I mean, we'll babysit.
I know, but exactly, because, you know, Claire, I'm still questioning her parenting skills.
I'm still questioning if the baby is Josh's.
You know, I would love
why are we questioning that? He read the paternity test.
We didn't see the paternity test.
I agree with you.
It would have been exposed by now. It would have been exposed.
Maybe they're playing the long game.
Yeah, you gotta question everything these days.
If season 7 comes by and Gemma's still in the picture, we're not doing that theory anymore.
Fine. I see the paternity test myself.
Stick to your guns.
Nope. But how about if we start seeing a resemblance, then we're like, okay, never mind. I mean, as if this baby's real, it's an actress, but still.
I'm standing my ground.
Thank you. We'll settle down now because it's very emotional, I understand. But what was also emotional was seeing our girl Kelsey packing up her bags and leaving her seat at the office and giving it back to Charles. Everyone was asking her, hey, how are you feeling? Don't you hate that? Like, when you're actually good and you've processed something and then everyone's like, how are you? How are you doing? Like, that's just super annoying to me.
It's annoying. And even if I wasn't okay, please don't talk to me. Can't you get the cues? Like, I'm trying to take this the high road. Like, don't ask me. Don't Slack me. Don't email me. Don't call me. Don't text me. Like, just leave me alone and we'll re-talk in a week.
How did you think Kelsey was handling everything?
I think she just wants to rip the Band-Aid off, honestly. Like, I think that prolonging it is just gonna make it hurt more and more, and I think she's like, let's just get it over with immediately, let's just handle it like an adult, like a professional. But I mean, Kelsey does have the tendency to kind of sometimes hide her feelings. Like, I'm just thinking back to like seasons 1 and 2 where she's like all put together and then she breaks down 2 seconds later with Liza, which I feel like maybe that still might be coming. Like, I mean, at the end of this episode, we definitely saw a big twist, but I feel like we're gonna see her like start to get like actually process it emotionally. But maybe she channeled that anger into like giving the speech, though.
True, the speech we're referencing is that Kelsey ended up speaking to a classroom full of young women about social media and how it affected her life. And I love when she said, you know, here's the story of a woman that rose to being a publisher and it lost it all. I think one of the reasons whenever Kelsey has an issue in her life, do you notice at some point she gets drunk in the episode? So she that's what we saw. I miss drunk Kelsey, and I love a drunk Kelsey episode. So that's what happened at the bachelorette party. But she it leads her to question where she is in her life. Do you feel like Charles was a little too, like, it was too easy for him to fall back into place, or do you think like this is where he's belonged all along?
I think Kelsey should have quit to begin with, and then he could have fell back into place. I feel like he should have eased his way in, but like, it's Charles, like, it was his company technically, so like, what are you gonna do?
Well, and he's been doing that job for years and years before she came along to do it, so it kind of is like, oh, he just took a hiatus almost, like he took a long vacation.
Right.
Like, I understand how it's natural for him to slip in. Like, I don't know that he and Zane should have been like, oh, we're gonna like just publish these 4 books too that you rejected. I think that was a little bit sketchy and unprofessional, but it makes sense that he's comfortable taking the reins, I think.
Do you think Zane was that easy to kind of jump in because Kelsey told him that she basically broke up with him, right? Was that just a, like, we're going to take a pause, or was it a full breakup?
Whoever knows with these two.
I feel
it is different every single day.
That was more of like a, let me think about it, and you know guys, they're just kind of like, oh, well, we're done, so.
So we're
petty.
He said, yeah, he becomes a petty Betty and like sides with Charles, and then anything that Charles says goes, and suddenly books and decisions that Kelsey revoked they're reversing those decisions. And he just looked very smug, and I didn't like it. I didn't appreciate
that's
it.
That's him all the time,
I
sis.
I know.
But it's so irritating, because last week I was like, oh, they're really taking this next step. Like, everything's going to change. But, like, it's not changing. And it's so frustrating. Like, I need them to pick a lane and stay in it.
Yeah, I don't think they even know what they're doing. But maybe we saw some inklings of some changes happening between them in the next episode. You know, I think that Kelsey is definitely at a crossroads. Everybody, I think, is still in flux. We are at the second to last episode, and things still feel rocky, not as solid as we would like them to feel. So I think it's just an interesting place to be. I also want to talk about the book of the week. You mentioned it earlier about millennials. Millennial manners. It's called...
Uncommon Courtesy.
Uncommon Courtesy. What'd you think about the idea of that book? Do you think millennials need it?
No.
Yes?
I was so offended by that woman who was... What a backstabber. She was a millennial, and she was, like, going against us. Okay, I was more annoyed about, like, the ghosting thing. I was like, girl, mind your business. Like,
wait, so because you're pro-ghosting?
I can't confirm nor deny. I'm not going to say that on this platform, but, like... It doesn't even matter. Like, if you want to tell someone, tell someone. If you don't, that is your prerogative. In my world...
Freedom of choice.
I owe nobody nothing. Okay. So, like, and I do what I want to do.
Okay, so
like,
you don't owe anyone an explanation.
And I don't owe anyone a courtesy, common or uncommon. Okay. Now, basic manners...
Taylor, what are your thoughts?
That's fine.
See, I don't know. I think the idea is, like, not a bad idea. Especially with, I mean, the ghosting thing. Okay, yes, that can be a little bit of a gray area. But, like, RSVPing for weddings, like... There are things that you should not do that millennials do too much. Like, not to sound like an old person yelling at a cloud or whatever, but, like, we can be very flaky, and we probably shouldn't be as flaky
That's
as we
true.
Are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Especially when it comes to big events like weddings and you know, big life
kids
events.
Kids' birthday
and
parties. People get so mad about kids' birthday. I mean, I've never, like, RSVP'd to a kids' birthday party. Not that I had to, but when you RSVP for a kids' birthday party, like, parents actually go out of their way to, like, do things, yeah. like, goodie bags and, like, X, Y, and Z. So, like, don't ever not RSVP to a kids' birthday party. The parents will kill you.
That's the thing. Like, there's courtesy that you should follow that, you know, the rules are constantly changing with technology and society.
I thought it was just an interesting concept for this book because millennials are often judged, but they're also at the same time praised for pushing the envelope with social media and making, you know, their own careers out of
But we're mostly judged even for those careers.
Yeah,
like, how many times do you get on your phone and you judge an influencer? Like, who is this girl?
But,
why is she
the
this?
The fact that there are influencers is because of millennials. You know what I'm saying? That, hello, business people are clamoring to work with millennials, you know? So it's like, yeah, people are going to hate, but at the same time, millennials are cashing the checks, you know?
Yeah.
So the idea of this book was interesting. And so we see, you know, in addition to Kelsey losing opportunities, Mercury... Is that the name of the company?
Yes.
I'm like, is it millennial?
Venus?
Is it Mercury?
Yeah. Like,
does anyone even know anymore?
I just want, like, to call them M&M.
Whatever
so.
Happened to the old company? Oh, my Lord. It's just all one big headache.
It's so much. But the company has, you know, lost this opportunity. But I loved how the author sent them flowers. That was classy.
I knew it was coming, though, too. I was like, there's no way, because she's just so polite. Like, of course she's going to send everyone flowers.
That was too much.
Know.
I was like, throw those in the trash. Let them die.
Well,
she was just trying to be extra and, like,
she's trying to be uncommonly courteous.
I liked it. I thought they were pretty, and I love good flowers at any point.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was someone else was trying to be courteous in a sense and dramatic, and we see someone else writing a letter to Charles. This is after we see Josh and Liza have an epic showdown. This portion of the show where Josh and Liza are talking about this letter that he wrote her. Well, she wrote him. It reminded me of a soap opera, and I kind of liked it. I was like, yes, I like it. Just, it was more drama than we're used to seeing. Would you guys agree?
Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
And that's the thing. I feel like they've been super cordial to each other for so long now.
Right.
It was all kind of building up to this in a way, and so I'm glad we finally got to see that almost cathartic argument, because they've been like, oh yeah, how are you? You know, they've been so pleasant to each other. I'm like, yeah, let's get into the real emotions behind this, because you guys are not as fine as you say that you are.
Mm-hmm. And Josh ends up telling Liza, hey, you wrote the letter to the wrong guy.
Wow.
Did she, though?
I don't know, because then we all were nervous when we see someone writing a letter, Dear Charles.
I was freaking out.
And then we end up seeing that it's Kelsey writing a letter to Charles. Okay, so that leads us into what's going to happen next week. But first, let's hit up some of our special segments. Let's hit up our Younger-isms.
Yes, so if you guys are new here, Younger-isms is basically where we just say some of our very favorite lines from the episode, because there are so many emotional ones, hilarious ones, memorable ones. Like, the show is just full of amazing writing. So, Sahai, would you like to start by sharing yours?
Sure. Sometimes, you know, I go first and then I take you guys.
No, I have, listen, I have like six every week because I know that'll happen.
Okay, okay. I liked when Diana said, good manners never gets old, when they receive the flowers. I like when Liza said, now she tells Josh, now I've left my lie behind and you're a dad, look at us. And the fact that she says I've left my lie behind, you could tell it was like a weight lifted off her shoulder, but it also shows how far they've come. My ultimate favorite Younger-ism this week was when Lauren said, get in the Hummer, bitch.
That so went, good.
Like,
that was
her
mine.
Energy. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, Lauren's energy should be the energy of everyone. So I really appreciate that.
My other one was when she was like, do millennials even, when Diana said, do millennials even know how to hold pens? And I was like, do I?
Another one from Diana I really liked was when she was describing what tattoo she wants. She's like, I want something small, tasteful, and literary. Because that's exactly how I would describe the tattoo I want. And I was like, we get each other. And then I also really loved Lauren saying, Claire's oat milk skin was never going to handle that year-round sun, honey.
She's not wrong.
I thought that was so good. The way she delivered it was perfect. Molly Bernard is amazing.
I got everything I wanted from Lauren this episode.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, we did not talk about her enough.
Her terrifying pep talk.
Yeah, her terrifying so pep good. Talk.
Her ensemble. You know, Molly Bernard is our girl. Like, we love her. And actually, that will lead us into our news and gossip segment.
Ooh.
Yes. AfterBuzz TV News. So we'll start with our pick of Molly. And, you know, every week I spend my time chroming the Instagrams of our favorite cast members.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. It's important work and someone has to do it. But we'll start with our picture of Molly Bernard on vacation in Paris.
Bonjour.
Yes. Look at that. How cute is this picture? Aww. She's with her partner and the caption says, au revoir, France. We love you.
Aww.
So it's a picture of Molly and her partner in front of the Eiffel Tower, which, you know, it's hard to get a good photo, but they found the spot. I'm like,
yeah, they killed it.
With the clouds behind them and the sun's shining. I thought it was beautiful. We have another one with the Parisian flag, which I thought was, you know, so romantic. And them traveling along the... Is that the Seine? What do you know?
It is water.
Okay, it's the I've been
Lake
there.
Lake Como?
No.
Just kidding. I know it's not Lake Como.
I love that. Next image is of my boo, Nico Tortorella. We have a picture of him as a small little boy. The caption says, in case anyone is wondering, this is how we grew up. Jordans, Corvettes, Dobermans, mullets, gold chains, and matching outfits in Chicago. It's a big mood. How cute is he?
That's adorable.
He's your boo? I had no idea.
I know. I really hold my feelings back for him, but I just had to let them go today.
That dog is like bigger than he is.
I know. How adorable.
Yeah, literally.
Loving him. And then in our other news, our girl Hilary Duff let a big surprise out. Her show, Lizzie McGuire, is coming back. So the caption says, surprise! I've been trying to contain this excitement for a long time. Well, this has been in the works. I'm beyond excited to be home again, back with my girl, and in her 30s.
Aww.
How cute is that?
That's so cute.
So, I have a confession. I never watched Lizzie McGuire.
You did?
No, I know.
It was like a time.
I messed with Lizzie McGuire hard. Like, the movie, I've seen it like at least 30 times.
I remember when I saw the movie in theaters, and I was so excited about seeing it, and my mom was like, don't you want to get popcorn? And I was like, we're already late. Let's just sit and watch.
This is what dreams are made.
I was like in second grade. I was so excited. I loved Lizzie McGuire.
Very intense. When we do reunite with Lizzie, she'll be celebrating her 30th birthday with her friends. However, the party gets cut short by some quote unquote pretty big news. So that's what Hillary told Good Morning America in a Hello Giggles article. So,
I'm so excited.
Interesting.
Grown Lizzie, okay? Lizzie.
And I read that she would be able to do Younger and Lizzie McGuire. So don't worry, because I was freaking out.
Me
and
too.
I just wanted to let everyone know that she's going to do double duty and going to be in both shows.
That will lead us into our predictions, because I didn't know what was going to happen. So we are ready for predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Taylor, we'll start with you. What are your predictions?
I think that Charles is going to propose. I just have this feeling. I think he's going to be one of those people who proposed at another person's wedding, which I don't know that I love. But
yeah.
I have a feeling that it's coming up and it's going to lead to some, like a big cliffhanger, because they always leave us on a cliffhanger. So I think that's going to be the big one. I also think there's about to be some obstacles before Diana walks down the aisle. Like, I don't think it's just going to be smooth sailing. I'm not sure what they are yet, but I think that we're going to have to get through some hurdles and hoops before she finally says I do. But I think it's going to be a really cute ceremony when it happens.
How about you, Farai? What are your predictions?
I'm going to be really honest. I don't know what to expect anymore. I don't know. I don't know what to... Like, say Josh crashes the wedding. What is there left to say? Like, you know what I mean?
That would be great.
Well, that was in the preview.
I love that. I mean, but we never really know. Like, he could just be...
I know. He could just be walking through the doors of, like, the apartment, and they just make it look that way.
Yeah.
So, the local Denny's.
Yeah, like, you know, the local Denny's.
He's there to pick up baby Gemma.
Yeah. Like, I know. So, it's like, I really don't know. It's like, I have no predictions. I'm honestly just waiting to work it out. I have no idea. I just want the ending to be Liza writing her own book called Younger. But that's just me. Like, that's just me. I have no idea. I don't know.
You know, I want the wedding to go well. We know it's happening next week. I hope. I want there to be smooth sailing with this wedding. But maybe there could be, maybe Zane proposes to Kelsey, you know.
On what merits?
I know, you know.
But he's wild like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they have, like, nothing in common but work.
And
he's wild like that.
Their love of drinking, partying, and sexy time.
Yeah.
Some people, that's what marriages are made of. Okay.
For someone check on the divorce rate in America.
I think also Charles, I think Josh is definitely going to say, try to pressure Liza, because the fact when he looked deep into her eyes and he said, Liza, you forget I know you. That shook me to my core. I was like, damn, he does. So I hope, you know, Josh definitely likes makes some type of dramatic attempt to win her back. And I hope it's in front of Claire so she finally knows once and for all she never had a chance. But that's just me.
I don't even think Claire wants Josh. Like, yeah, that was really vicious.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
I know, literally. So hater city over here.
That's so late.
We're not even talking about Claire anymore. She is doing the most.
You don't know if Claire's going to show up. You know, everybody's going to be there. It's the wedding of the season, okay?
It's true.
So, she's treating it like it's the royal wedding.
It is.
It's just Diana. It's not Meghan Markle.
It's Diva Diana's wedding.
Diva Diana.
We're probably going to see a lot of people from our past, like, return, you know. Maybe Redmond will show up and call Liza tall girl or something like that. But what are your thoughts? What do you guys think is going to happen on this final season finale of Younger? Also, we want to give a shout out to our girl Alice. She's been working hard, so she sends her best, but she's out working, so she may be here next week for a finale. We hope so. But if she's not, please still send us you know, your thoughts about tonight's episode in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. And if you want to hear from me, you can find me at Say Hi Sahai. Farai, where can they find you?
F-A-R-A-I with 5 I's, Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me on Twitter at Alphaba_Ann and on Instagram at Taylor_Gaze_.
Thank you guys. We'll see you next week for the season finale of Younger right here on AfterBuzz Comedies. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.